For years, Flint residents faced misinformation and deception about the safety of their water. Michigan Radio's Beenish Ahmed reports on how skepticism of public health officials caused by the water crisis has made many in that city hesitant to get the coronavirus vaccine.
Hundreds of cars idle along a road lined with auto parts stores and recycling depots. They're waiting to pull into the Greater Holy Temple Church of God in Christ parking lot. This church has been handing out bottled water to Flint residents ever since the city's tap water was found to contain dangerously high levels of lead 6 years ago. Staff members hand out so many cases of water, they need a forklift to bring them to the parking lot. Dorita Taylor is in this line almost every week, picking up water for herself, her daughter, her grandkids. She still doesn't trust that Flint water is safe to drink.
I don't think it's fine at all. I'll probably never think it's fine again, you know, for being lied to, you know.
Taylor is 65. She's a home respite care worker. She says state and local officials lied to people about the lead in their water for years. That's left her with what she calls a big mistrust. And that mistrust has now seeped into her views on the coronavirus vaccine.
I don't know. It was done so quickly, you know, made up so quickly. We don't know what's in it, what it's about. I don't think it can be trusted this early. And I'm not going to be the guinea pig, so I don't want it.
I think the Flint water crisis, it was experienced by many in the Flint community as a trauma.
Deborah Furholden heads the Flint Center for Health Equity Solutions.
They were told that the water was safe to drink when, in fact, the leaders of the state and the city knew that it wasn't.
Now she says it's the same state and city leaders who are sharing information about COVID and urging those who qualify to get vaccinated.
It's more than just medical mistrust. It's well-earned systemic and societal mistrust for a system that doesn't treat us fairly.
And that may be why skepticism about the COVID-19 vaccine goes far beyond Flint. More than 40% of Black Americans say they're taking a wait-and-see approach to the vaccine. That's more than any other racial group, according to a recent survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation. About half of Black respondents say they don't think the vaccine rollout is taking their needs into account. That's something Yvonne Lewis is trying to address. She heads the National Center for African American Health Consciousness, based in Flint. Beyond unequal treatment from healthcare providers, Lewis says Black Americans have also seen uneven information over the course of the pandemic.
So think about the way this conversation went. First, African Americans are going to get the virus. Now, African Americans are dying disproportionately from the virus. Oh my God. And then we're going to put all of these announcements out. African Americans, we got to get them in line, get them the vaccine. Why? You've never been that concerned about African Americans getting in line first before.
Lewis says that kind of whipsaw is especially troubling in Flint, where misinformation has had a real impact on people's lives. So when the pandemic broke out, Lewis says she knew that people in Flint would need to have accurate information from people they could connect with directly.
So we said, what could we do right quick? And again, it's immediately, how do we get the word out? So in our conversation, it was determined, let's do a webinar.
Lewis has hosted a webinar on coronavirus every week for nearly a year now. She's featured public health officials and elected leaders, as well as church pastors and school principals, people who have earned trust from Flint residents. They've talked about everything from how to feed kids with school meals on hold to how to take off a face mask without spreading the virus. Lewis is now working to set up information booths at water pickup sites, like at the Greater Holy Temple Church of God in Christ.
All right. Are you going to just do water? Okay, we're going to have you go over.
Horace Sturdivant pulls through the church parking lot for bottled water. He says he's been personally affected by unsafe levels of lead in city water.
Me, my wife, and my three kids do have lead in our bones.
Sturdivant says the water crisis and the pandemic are two different things. But he says he didn't trust news from the Trump administration about COVID.
Then they said it was going to be gone by Easter, I believe it was. And then by November, he said it was going to be no more hearing about the virus, and now we got, 400,000 plus people that died so far. So
Sturdivant says he puts more trust in information from the government now that President Biden is in charge. Sturdivant is a 65-year-old military veteran. He says he's planning to sign up for the vaccine in the coming months, after he does just a little more research. Dorita Taylor says she'll be waiting longer, a year or more, even if it means more missed birthday parties and dinner outings.
I think I'll wait until I see enough other people doing it, or, going through it and being okay about it.
In other words, Taylor will be in the wait and see group for a while. In Flint, I'm Bina Shamid, Michigan Radio News.